USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
From possible hate crime to possible hoax, that's how Chicago police say the focus in the Jussie Smollett investigation has shifted in recent days. Police now say the two men that they arrested Wednesday said they were paid to help the actor stage the attack. Officials releasing the brothers now without charges, though the investigation continues. Former Vice President Joe Biden speaking to world leaders at the Munich Security Conference and criticizing President Trump's immigration policies, but assuring those leaders
that the American people, the ultimate wellspring of power in the United States of America, remain committed to engaging the world with decency and respect.
Meanwhile, quoting sources, Fox News says Biden is almost certain to enter the 2020 race soon, but a date has not been set to make it official. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A manhunt continues after a police officer is shot late Saturday in Bluefield, Virginia, while making a routine traffic stop on U.S. Highway 460. The officer is being treated at a local hospital. He reportedly fired back at the suspect, but that suspect, 25-year-old Donquil Gray, did get away and is described as armed and dangerous. A new report's accusing the Syrian government of launching over 300 chemical weapons attacks during its 8-year war. The data released by the Berlin-based Global Public Policy Institute, which found 336 credible uses of credible weapons from chlorine bombs to nerve agents. Forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are blamed for the vast majority of those attacks, most carried out after President Obama's 2013 declaration that chemical weapons would be a red line for his administration when it came to Syria. Medical workers there claim to have treated over 5,000 people over the years for chemical weapons exposure. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Illinois community comes together after tragedy strikes on Friday. We get more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the five people who died and the people who were injured, including police officers. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the four, on the five victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's, on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
Again, that report from USA's Tim Berg. A lawyer for Colin Kaepernick says the former quarterback may return to the NFL soon. Kaepernick reached a settlement with the NFL on Friday concerning his collusion grievances against the league, and his attorney has told CNN that Kaepernick still absolutely wants to play and wants to compete at the highest level. On ESPN on Saturday, his lawyer, Mark Garagos, also said he believes Kaepernick could be signed within the next 2 weeks, perhaps by the Panthers or the New England Patriots. And another NASCAR season gets the green flag today as they run the Daytona 500. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.